Oh, this is fascinating. I'm seeing the I'm looking at the board going, people love talking colours.
They do, don't they? Mm. In fact, let's find out from an expert if there is any science to it. Imogen Lamport does colour palettes.
Wow.
Bespokeimage.com.au is her website. Hi, Imogen.
Hi, Imogen.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. So I thought it was something that happened back in the 80s. People still get their colour palette done.
Absolutely, they do, yes. In the 80s was the kind of birth of the seasonal colour system of four seasons, spring, summer, autumn, winter.
Yeah.
But over the last, I suppose it's 30-odd years, we've realised that people are much more varied than that. And so these days, colour systems have a lot more different varieties, different palettes. And I think the reason why people felt it was an 80s thing was it was very limited.
Mm-hmm.
Versus now, I've developed a system that has 18 different colour groups so that it really works for all different skin tones, skin colours, different races, you know, whether you're Asian, Australian, Greek, you know, wherever you're from.
It works.
A set of colours. Yeah, so the way it works is colour has three properties, which are how light or dark they are, how bright or muted, and an undertone of either warmth or coolness. And so when we find the same colours that are your colours, so whether you've got, say, light hair or dark hair,
mm-hmm.
that's going to influence which colours flatter you the most, because colours actually reflected light.
Yeah.
So when we think about the science of colour, you know, we see all the colours in the rainbow. When you see yellow, all the other colours in the rainbow absorbed and just the yellow light's reflected. And that reflects onto your skin. And whether that's flattering or unflattering is based on your skin pigment.
So what if it's a Hawaiian shirt? What's that doing on someone's skin? Imogen?
It really depends on what colour of Hawaiian shirt. So, and it depends on their colouring. So
well,
when we're so young...
when they're young... Oh,
what
damn,
your skin colour is, you
mean?
You
know, yeah, we change. You know, we notice the pigment of our hair.
Can you just rewind that a bit, Imogen?
Sure.
So, and you, Daddy said Hawaiian shirts, and you said something about when they're young.
So when you're younger,
yes.
you will have brighter skin, because that's right, one of the joys of being young. We have brighter hair colours and brighter skin colours. As we get older, you know, you might notice a couple of pigments in your hair disappearing, but also your skin changes along. So your Hawaiian shirt, if it's really bright and you're 20, it could maybe look fabulous on you.
And?
But maybe if you're 60, your Hawaiian shirt may be wearing you instead of you wearing the shirt.
Are you all right, Grubby?
No, I'm not so good.
He's a bit depressed.
All day.
Because quite frankly, Imogen, I've got a wardrobe full of them. How's that working out for you? I bought one the other day that would knock your eyes out at 20 paces, Imogen.
Is that what you want to do to people?
I'm 64 years old and my skin is not bad and I've got plenty of hair and it's got a bit of a tone to it and I've got a bit of a tone to my voice. It's a bit clipped. So what? I should throw them all out now and go to checks and stripes like every other bloke of my age.
No,
is that what you want me to do?
It's not about the pattern. A pattern is a very different thing from a colour.
Oh, yes, yes.
So really it's about how bright the colours are, because there are brighter Hawaiian shirts.
Yes.
You know, they might knock my eyes out.
The one I'm wearing isn't particularly bright today, Imogen.
Very defensive, Grubby. Imogen's just trying to help you.
Well, she's just insulting me, not helping me, but, you know, I have to throw out my wardrobe now, Imogen.
Imogen, thank you for talking to us. Bespokeimage.com.au is her website, should you wish to have your colours done.